Welcome to Nutra Herself. I'm your host, Amanda, and I'm a midlife stepmom who is passionate about the ins and outs of nutrition yourself. I am so excited to share my story and the stories of others who can share their inspiration because I know life is effing hard, and I get that. And so often, as women, we put ourselves last. I want this podcast to be here so you know you are not alone. And if I can help in some of your journey, bonus. Grab my hand, and together we will be the women who choose ourselves in this next journey. Let's get started. Hi, my friends. How are you today? I'm so glad that you decided to be here with me. Today, I want to talk about taking actual time to live in the plateau. I thought this might be relevant, especially right now if you're listening in real time because it's February. And so many of us make our goals in January, right? The start of the new year. I know I personally love doing that. I love it. And we're all amped up. We're ready to go. And somewhere along that way, maybe even a month later, we start to falter a little bit. We streamline and then we plateau. That happens to all of us. I have been there so many times. And the feelings that come when we plateau can really be negative to our journey. It can be negative to our energy. But let me share one example. I am also a teacher, which I absolutely love, but I also found this other passion that's driving me so hard right now, and that is coaching and Reiki. And like I said, I will link this back to other examples that might resonate with you if you're not a teacher or if coaching and Reiki is not your passion. But I just want to let you know and see if you can resonate with this. So this is my example. So all I want to be doing is full-on coaching and Reiki. That's all I want to do, right? I get so impatient. And when I plateau, I start getting down on myself. Like, how come I'm not getting in any sales? How come the clients aren't signing up? How come I'm not able to help all these women? What is going on? Like, more than anything, I want to be able to help other women learn how to have less stress and regulate their nervous system and all of those amazing, great things. I won't go on and on about it right now, but that's my passion. How come I'm not able to teach people? What is going on? What is going on, universe? Help me out. So then it's at that point that I kind of have to step back and realize a few things, right? Step back and reflect. Well, how long have I been doing this? Well, I have been doing this for less than a year. So, you know, in reality, that's not very long. I have a lot left to learn and I have a long time left to teach. And this can be true for so much in life that we have the goals and then we plateau, right? Have you done this? I have done this. I'll just preference by saying I have done this with weight loss, with gaining muscles, with classes, with college, with like literally every goal I've ever had. There comes a time I start out all gung-ho. I'm so ready. And I go so far in such a short amount of time. And you're like, yes, I'm doing it. And then all of a sudden, I get to that point where I level out and I plateau. And those are the times where I might give up. I might go backwards. I start shame cycling myself. I think of all the shoulds that I should be doing. But I want to tell you, and I want to be here to let you know, these are the times that we actually can sit at that level. We can actually sit at that plateau. Give yourself space there, because when you do, I think you will find that sitting allows you to reflect, and the reflecting and the silence will actually bring you clarity. And this is how. You have to take that time to reflect on how far you've come. Like if I think back in less than a year, all I've done and all I've learned and how far I have really come, it's amazing for me. So think about your wins. No matter how small they are, think about all your wins. Feel in your body, like truly feel those wins and that change in the last amount of time in your body. I mean, you can physically look at your body, look within your body, feel it in your body. Look into your soul for how you as an individual have shifted and changed. There might be micro shifts or small, tiny habits that you have changed and you haven't even noticed because they've been so gradual. I love those. And then look into your mind and see how much you've learned in the last amount of time. I guarantee you that this time, the time to reflect on the habits you have created and the habits you have let go of, is going to blow your mind. Blow your mind. You can think about, like, what beliefs did I create? What beliefs did I let go? Oh my God, mind blown. Take that time to be in the plateau. Take that time to sit there and feel it, to reflect, to feel it, to celebrate the wins, to feel it. To analyze it a little bit and feel it because that is so exciting. Then, even more exciting, then after you do that, after the reflecting, you get to plan forward. And yeah, you could just plan forward without sitting and reflecting. Absolutely, we do it all the time. People do it all the time. But I can almost guarantee you that the plan is not going to align with who you are now. What you have learned, how you have grown. And when you do that, it's probably not going to align with who you are now and all you have learned and all you have grown. And when it doesn't align, guess what? It fails. You keep going, 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 going without reflection, without sitting in it. Your plan is the same plan you had in the beginning. And there's no way it can be the same plan as in the beginning because you have grown. And you have learned. That's why we're here on Earth, to grow and learn. So when you take the time to sit and reflect, you almost automatically, without even thinking about it, start making the next plans. You'll start planning what the next steps are. You will take everything you've learned and gone through to create a future that's even more aligned than when you actually started. And it just automatically, naturally starts happening because we know. I know you are not the same you as when you started. I know you aren't. And we know that because we took the time to reflect that we are not that same person. So once you have sat and reflected and been in that plateau, you can start aligning your planning. And that is going to give you so much inspiration, so much motivation to go forward again. If you had that same old plan, it would not inspire you. It would not motivate you. You would feel like a hamster in a wheel going around and around and around. But if you can shift and change that plan to align who you are, all that inspiration and motivation is going to come flooding back to you. I can guarantee it. And that's the best feeling, right? That's such a great feeling. And this might have to happen often, right? Maybe you have to do this once a week. Maybe you do it once a month. Maybe you do it yearly. It doesn't matter. Do it daily if you want. We change daily. What doesn't happen when you sit and take the time to be still, this is the good news, you don't go backwards. So you take the time to sit, you take the time to reflect. Remember, I said up before I would plateau and I would go into the shame cycle and I would go backwards or I would stop. None of that's going to happen because you do that reflection piece where you celebrate and you learn. And so then you get to move forward. Also, if we had that old plan, that first plan, and we never changed it, we never took the time to reflect and look back and change it, and we just kept going on that hamster wheel with no pause, we would completely burn ourselves out, completely. I've seen this so many times. And I mean, honestly, I have done it to myself. I think back on the younger me who worked like a million hours, took the college classes, went through big relationship breaks, friendship, huge conversations that you go through when you're in your 20s. And I kept everything in. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm working. I'm working. I'm working. I'm doing it myself, endlessly on my goals until eventually my body made me take that break. It literally shut down on me. I don't know if you've ever experienced this or seen this happen to someone, but it's scary and it feels awful. Awful, awful, awful. That is why I know it's so important to listen to your body. Your body is always trying to tell you what it needs, right? It's trying to give you hints, it's trying to give you clues. So when you don't hit that plateau and actually sit there and reflect and do all of that good work, when you don't do that, your body will have to give you bigger and bigger clues until eventually they're so big you can't ignore them, and those aren't good. So when you hit that plateau, don't give up. Don't shame on yourself. Remember, you plateaued for a reason, so take the time to sit with it. Reflect on the journey that led you here. Create the plan that aligns with who you are now, and you will naturally get motivated to move forward. The best is yet to come, right? I fully 100% believe the best is always yet to come. And every year is a little bit better than the year before for me. So I like that mindset. And I'm going to be okay with being in that plateau. And I want you to be okay with being in that plateau because it will propel you further if you allow it to. So I really hope this resonated with you. I hope it really inspired you not to give up on yourself, to keep going, but not just go, go, go. Sit in the plateau, sit in that timeline just for a little bit. Remember, sit there, feel your body, reflect back, celebrate your wins, and then make the plan that aligns with who you are now, not back then. Ah, I love you so much, friends. I hope this helped you. It has helped me. This is my life journey, so I wanted to share it with you. And I will be talking to you very, very soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If this resonates with you or you think someone else could benefit, please share this episode and tag me. I truly want you to grab my hand so together we will be the women who choose ourselves in this next journey. Love you.